Washington is inching closer to a June 1st deadline to lift the nation's borrowing limit or run out of cash to pay America's debts. President Biden wants Congress to allow more borrowing without conditions. Republicans want Democrats to agree to deep spending cuts. Republican Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina is on the line now to discuss all this. Good morning, Congresswoman, and thank you for being on the program.
Good morning. Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, President Biden and top congressional leaders delayed a second meeting that was set for today. And it seemed like little headway was actually made during that first meeting. At this point, do you think a deal is possible? Are you optimistic?
I am always going to be cautiously optimistic. There is precedent in recent history where we've had a Democrat president and a Republican-controlled House where they've worked together to figure this out. And we're not going to run out of money to pay our debts. I mean, when you look at the amount of tax revenue, number one, that's coming in year over year, we have 11 times the amount needed to pay the interest on the debt. We're not going to default unless the president decides to, because he can prioritize spending. But in the meantime, you know, we need to figure out a way to balance the budget over the next, I don't know, 10,
I would just like
15,
to point out
that
the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, says we will be running out of cash as soon as June 1st.
Right. Well, here's the thing. We can prioritize. The president can prioritize spending. We're not going to run out of money to pay the interest on the debt, because we get 11 times the interest on the debt in tax revenues year over year. It is a false statement, equivocally, to say that we're going to default on June 1st. That doesn't have to happen unless President Biden wants it to.
Now,
and those are just the facts. But the facts also remain that the last time the budget was balanced was under a Democrat president. Mm-hmm. Republicans in 94 had a 10-year plan to balance the budget. It happened in 4 years under President Clinton's leadership because there was a surplus. I have a plan that would balance the budget in 5 years and realize that's a bit aggressive for most people in Washington. They don't move that fast. But I would even take 20 years at this point, something to show responsible decisions about the way we spend the American taxpayer dollar.
But at this point, there is a danger that the country will default. And, I understand that you are saying that
the president wants to.
You
can prioritize spending without cutting money for veterans
or
Medicaid or Medicare or Social Security.
Now, President Biden also accuses your party of being the problem here, holding the economy hostage by tying it to these deep spending cuts. Do you think
$12 trillion in debt over the last six years under President Biden? I'm answering your question because you don't want to deal with the facts this morning. And those are the facts. This is a problem with media that don't want to go down the middle and show.
Now, I'm sharing facts. I don't appreciate that. I'd like to start with go back to the brinkmanship, because in the end, this is about Americans. For both parties, I think a lot of Americans are worried, Republican or Democrat. They're nervous. What happens about my mortgage? What happens with my job if the country defaults? And they wonder.
You can lay that blame on the President of the United States for not taking responsible measures to rein in spending. The reason we have inflation is because of the spending that we've had in both parties, by the way. Mm-hmm. President Biden added $4 trillion to the debt in the last 2 years. President Trump added $8 trillion during his tenure. So just over the last 6 years, $12 trillion in debt alone. We have $32 trillion now in total, put on by both parties. And so I would hope that the American people will hold both sides accountable for the debacle that we're facing today. But if we don't cut taxes and we don't cut spending, and the Federal Reserve doesn't slow down the amount of money they're printing year over year, we wouldn't be in this problem. So we've got to face the music, and both sides have to come together to figure this out.
And one of the issues you had with your own party's bill was that it didn't deal with a balanced budget, but you eventually did get behind it. What changed?
Yeah, I got to deal with the leadership to get a balanced budget amendment to get that conversation. But, you know, you want to talk about deep spending cuts in your intro, and these weren't really that deep spending cuts. We're talking about $6.2 trillion versus $6.3 trillion, a difference in spending this year over last year. The cuts, in my opinion, didn't go deep enough, which is why I advocated for a balanced budget amendment. I mean, this is a plan that would, you know, Democrats would go off the deep end at 80 miles per hour versus Republicans going off at 70 miles per hour. This is a problem started by both parties, and they both need to sit down and fix it.
That's Republican Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.